Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
7 at the hour here. This is the Talk Radio Review, a weekly overview and exercise by the folks here on the Good Day program. Jake Kirshner, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn usually joins us from KRLA in Los Angeles, and she's an important part of our program as well, has been for years. And then we have John Harper from WMEL in the Gold Coast to join us in a little bit here as we review the charts for this past week, the week of August the 14th to the 18th. Activity abounds as usual, Jay. Doesn't slow down. I'll go through the list of the people and the stories. The Talkers magazine at talkers.com, and we have it here also on our website, gooddayshow.com, the list so people can reference it. At number 10, the war between the Russians and Ukrainians. That's been in the top 10 consistently for well over a year.
Yeah, since last February, February 2022.
Yep. Number 9 on the list, China and our relationship with China. It has its own problems, and a lot of them. Interesting this week, the Japanese, I find this very fascinating. The United States and the Japanese have the best overall economies in the world. And the neighbors, the Japanese neighbor to the west, China, is in big trouble in terms of, and I don't know, do I sound like I'm not gloating, because a lot of nice people, innocent people, Chinese people, like people everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. It's the government, that's
right,
the problem.
The government, mm-hmm. Yep. Isn't that the case, though, with most problems
most
everywhere?
Most places, yes, yeah.
Usually our problems here are created by the government. You can say what you will about greedy businessmen and that sort of thing, but the regulation, the rules, we're supposed to have a government that is, it's become omniscient, is supposed to be helpful, and it isn't. It creates the problems. This whole recession is a government-created recession. And China's got the same problem with a recession and people out of work, that sort of thing. They caused it, in essence, because of the COVID that all started it and the way money was thrown at the problem. All right, so let's leave that for a minute and keep going with the top 10. And number 8, what's going on in Florida as school begins? Lots of people are looking at their educational policies and not liking them. Other people think they're fabulous. So that's why there's a conversation. You got to have two sides to have a conversation, right? Certainly two sides on that issue. The Montana climate suit, the whole business about climate change and whether being suckered, that's kind of what the meat, the heart, and soul of this lawsuit is all about. Get into that a little bit later on. Immigration problems on the border, that continues to be a gnawing problem. And it's like these people are tone deaf. I'm just throwing a couple of comments mm-hmm. in this when I go through the list. They pay no attention. The people who are in charge are not, it's not only tone deaf, they're so politically motivated. What is there in their minds that makes them think that it's okay to let these people just come in and run all over the place? How are they served? Unless it's just really as the rumor mongers have it, that it's all about getting them a way to vote so they can vote for the people who let them in here illegally. Is it that simplistic? Are these people that silly? Because that's what it is. It's silly. And it creates the problems that we have at number 5 this week. All the crime and homelessness. Most of the people in Los Angeles that are chronically homeless are in two camps. One, they've lived there all their lives or gone to California because it's warm. They've chosen not to work, and they've chosen to be homeless, and mm-hmm. so that's the way they live their lives.
And it's really astounding what a large population of homelessness is, not because somebody fell down on their luck or had hard times or anything like that and wound up homeless, drug addiction, loss of jobs, all of that. There are some people who this is their version of living off the grid, that this is how they truly want to live.
Yeah, right. So leave them, but don't put them in my, I don't want them in my neighborhood. 70,000 people are homeless in Los Angeles County. 70, that's a whole city.
Uh-huh.
That's the size of the city that I live in.
Well, like you said, how many of those people were born and raised there and then ended up homeless there versus all the people who went there because it's by the ocean and it's warmer.
Right,
and
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And they came in a bus from Texas. There's that there as well. Okay, number four, I think this is misplaced, frankly. I think the Maui wildfires are the number one issue this week. Talker said they're number four, but you know, we can have our interpretation. I'm so tired. The investigation of Hunter Biden, has that moved any? The needle's not moving, but there's
so tired.
There's a few more things. It's obvious the guy's guilty of something and maybe real treachery or trickery or whatever it is. But come on, let's move it along. Presidential race is number two, and Trump and his usual whole thing about
legal battles. Again, it's the Biden stuff, the Trump stuff. Yes, it's happening. It needs to be figured out. But at the same time, it is taking up all of the oxygen in the room.
I was just reading an article in one of the trades during the break about what the status of AM radio is and how we can make it better. But we don't seem to want to make it better. We seem to want to do the same thing. And News Talk Radio is the number one, and you can say, well, how can you argue with this? Excuse me. The number one format on the radio is News Talk. And I think country music is second. Third is Christian programming, which I find interesting. At any rate, the situation, the focus on making it easier to talk about things that aren't necessarily what everybody... This has been my battle cry for a long time. I used to do a right-of-center radio program when I first started in the first maybe 15 years or so. This program is the oldest, longest running. I shouldn't say oldest. Well, it is. I'm the oldest host. So it's the longest running syndicated program, the Good Day program in the country. And I can, you know, I can attest to the first... 15, 16 years being on the air, doing right. I did, I started at the same time Limbaugh did, or a few months afterwards, and I went to work for a fledgling network at the time, doing the morning program there, and all the people that were on the air were right-wingers. And then I went to work for Pat Robertson and his commercial network in Washington, and they were all right-wingers. And then I went to, a network in Florida that it was owned by a bunch of Nazis, and now they were all right-wingers. So I just kept going. And then after a while, I thought to myself, this doesn't make any sense. Why do I keep doing the same thing? Let's do something different. And so I've been able to hold out, but that's not the point. The point is that the people that are focusing, you know, we've talked about AM radio on this program. It's been in the charts, the status of AM radio. We've talked with Michael Harrison about it and how there is going to be legislation that will preserve it. And my thinking is it ought to be good programming that preserves it.
Yeah,
and not
one
the government
think.
Passing legislation to save it.
And it is a necessity in terms of safety because...
Look at what happened in Maui.
When things go wrong, AM's the one that's going to be there, and you have the transistor radios and all of this stuff. I saw this these conversations happening recently on social media where mainly Gen Z and some of the older Gen Alphas who were saying that they love podcasts. The reason that podcasts are so important is because you learn things, and sometimes they want to hear talking, and if they want to hear music, they'll go do their own playlist. But one of the problems with podcasts is they just wish that there was some way for, if there was weather happening or some live emergency
that
could cut into the middle of it. And why can't we do this for podcasts? And it's like, let us introduce you to News Talk Radio on the AM. Like, that's exactly what you were asking for. Already exists.
Thank you. People list from Talkers Magazine. These lists again at Good Day Networks. That's our new social media handle at Good Day Networks. Every one of the various social media, you can find us there. But all these lists are at gooddayshow.com. On the people side of things, Kathy Seeley is number 10. Tanya Chutkin is at 9. Hunter Biden at 8. DeSantis at 7, Giuliani at 6, Mark Meadows. Sounds like I got to be a radio guy, right? Hi, this is Mark Meadows on the air. I'm your friendly host, Mark Meadows. Okay, 5. He's 5. Jack Smith is 4. Fannie Willis. She comes across to me this is an editorial comment, as being an opportunist. Right? Am I out of my mind by saying that? I don't see. She lost with the case that she did just for the Trump case. She lost because she didn't do her job. She failed miserably at it. So I wonder about this. Joe Biden could, too?
Yeah, she could
go
be.
Ahead. No, go ahead, Jay.
No, I just want to say she could be, but I also think that's one of those circumstances that no matter who was in that specific seat would seem like an opportunist themselves, too.
No, the guy in New York certainly was who started all of this. And where is he? Nobody hears a boo about him anymore. Let's see. Biden is two and Trump is one. All right, that's the list from Talkers Magazine as we talk about various pieces of it. So let's go to number five for a moment. And an example of the kind of crime, some people say to me, and I've asked you this on the air, Jay, what your thoughts were, what you're thinking about stories that may give people ideas. All right, Greensboro, North Carolina. Police department there arrested a woman, charged her with two counts of assault on children under 12. This is the story of an 11-year-old boy and his sister who were visiting friends this week for fun at an apartment complex. They were out at the pool, and the property manager came out to the pool and said, "We don't want your kind here," basically. There was something going on. The property manager got splashed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this the one that poured liquid on a child?
Yeah, Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, yeah. So there's a video, of course. There's always a video of something like this. And it's all over social media. This woman gets the Coke, drenches him with soda.
Yeah,
and,
very odd that
smacks
the person
him in
decided
the
to do that to the children, not the adults.
Yeah, right. So the family now has decided to sue for discrimination because
as they should.
The white it looked like the white lady running. Yeah, she didn't like black kids around. There you go. 18 after the hour here. More food for thought coming up here on the A Good Day overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off the product.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com or call us toll-free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Top Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour on the Overview, the radio program every week that's the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is called, it is an overview, it's called a review of what's going on in News Talk Radio. We take the same list from talkers, stories, and people, and then we talk about it among ourselves and with you, because you have social media connections to us. As again, I underscore at Good Day Networks, that's how you reach us. One of the questions that we asked this week as we connect with you was to tell us the most absurd news story that you saw during the week. So Jay, who's here with me along with John Harper from WMEL, what would you, you want to go through some of these? Were you surprised at some of the stories that people thought were absurd?
Yes, and you know, I think some of us would agree with a lot of these. The one with the Michael Oher lawsuit, Jeff Schmidt is following it. Colleen Silva says, interested to see how this plays out.
Uh-huh.
And there was somebody else that commented on it. Oh, Nathan Dressler said, to imagine that some of these people are demanding Sandra Bullock give back her Oscar.
Yeah, right.
As part of the civil suit, and that one has absolutely nothing to do with the other. That's definitely been something, something kind of absurd in the news. Fred Shirley says Trump being indicted for the fourth time. Got to be a joke somewhere.
Yeah, right. Plenty of jokes. Yeah. By the way, it was joke day this week. We had some fun with that.
We did.
John, did you hear us that morning when we had a few jokes? We had some silly...
I caught the tail end of that, yes.
Yeah right. Yeah.
It's probably like you guys were having fun with that.
Well, I think we have to. There's so, as I was saying earlier, and I don't know, you're a victim is a Freudian slip. You're a veteran of News Talk Radio, as am I. I've known you pretty much since I started doing this program, I think. Haven't I? When the heck did we meet? I don't even remember when we met.
I was one of your very first affiliates.
Yeah, that's what I thought back in the dark ages in the 80s when.
Yes.
It's amazing how things go on. And I was talking earlier about how the program has changed in regard to, I don't know if you wanted to comment, I didn't give you an opportunity to comment on what we were saying with regard to AM radio and its future and its success, because, you know, a lot of people who have AM radio stations want the government to legislate protection for it, which is okay. I'm for that. I've talked about that a lot. But how about we put stuff on the radio that people actually want to listen to?
Well, I think, Doug, that's what it comes down to. I mean, there are many great AM stations with great signals, but then you've got some where the management and the ownership just have no regard for what's on the air. I call it schlock radio, mm-hmm. and it's going to be the Haitian hour or whatever, and right. they'll just put stuff on that nobody is going to tune in for. And that really, Doug, is what I think has hurt the AM side of the industry for decades now, and hopefully that'll turn around a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to see things turn around, because otherwise we don't have a future. And sooner or later, it just kind of evaporates. All the stuff that we are so wrapped up in, people lose their interest. And I made the comment with regard to the story list this week, because I think there's a lot of stuff that's there that we have seen and heard, and you try to come up with new ideas and new approaches to some of these things, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. We also, on our various social media this week, we're talking about the new episodes. You know, speaking of new radio, there are episodes that we've published, and I say this kind of pat myself on the back, because there are a lot of people who want to know what we are doing that's different, to sort of slide into what we were just talking about. So you can find all that stuff. Help yourself to Good Day Networks, gooddayshow.com. All right, we'll pause for a moment or two, then come back to our list, the charts from Talkers Magazine here.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. Border Patrol says immigrant encounters are down from this time last year. Brian Shook with more.
In new statistics released on Friday, federal officials said encounters in July decreased by 27% compared to July 2022. The Border Patrol noted that total encounters went up from June, but the number of single adults found by agents is around the same level. Officials say that means the use of expedited removal after the end of Title 42 is working. I'm Brian Shook.
The suspect in the murders of four University of Idaho students is fighting evidence from prosecutors. In a hearing Friday, defense attorneys for Brian Koberger had witnesses testify about DNA evidence and genealogy testing. Detectives used genealogy tracing to identify Koberger as a suspect in the murders. The defense wants to make a motion to dismiss the indictment. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your healthcare costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and John Harper from WMEL. Jennifer is off this week when it comes to our overview. It's always good to have as much input as we could and can, so you can continue with your social media expertise at Good Day Networks. The truth of the matter. Don't you love it when somebody says the truth of the matter is, when you know they're not telling you the truth at all? Can I be honest with you? I always love it when somebody says, nah, I want you to lie to me. You know, that
if the so, truth be known.
Yeah, if the truth, that's right. So, John, this one of the reasons that I like having you, you and I have been friends for a long time, is that I find you to be an infinitely kind person who speaks well and considers all of the angles. And I think that that's one of the things that makes you a good friend. It also makes you a good person to have on the radio. That's why I like having you here. The choice, you know, sometimes you're an impeccable wordsmith. I don't mean to blow so much smoke in your ear, but I think
that's,
it's kind of, I think that's kind of an art. There's a problem with a lot of the, and now we both sound like a couple of old codgers, so save us from this, Jay, will you? If you can, the fact that a lot of people on the radio today, speaking about some of the problems, the problem is that they are inarticulate, they don't use grammar well, they don't think a thought through often. I mean, I'm not perfect. Sometimes I stumble and fail when it comes to trying to connect the dots, but at least I kind of know where I'm going most of the time.
Or you circle back, yes. I straight up say the wrong word sometimes. I blame my fibromyalgia a lot.
Yeah.
There are times where it's later in the day, I have to have my toddler fill in the blank for me because I can't remember a word. I'm like, what is this called?
Yeah, right. Yep. So, all right, anyway, enough of that. Let's talk about what's going on. One of the stories this week that we talked about with you being on the program was the weather. And for the first time in quite a long time, the list does not include weather. I was going to have you on first because of the SpaceX launch. That got scrubbed, by the way. When is it supposed to be? This program's heard all weekend long on the stations around the country. So is there another launch scheduled to make up for the Wednesday cancellation?
Yeah, they have not announced it yet, but what has unofficially been said is it'll be a date in the next 5 days.
Okay. All right. So yeah, that's something we can talk about next week. Meanwhile, the weather in Florida, number 8, I want to talk about a couple of things. John is at WMEO, which is in Melbourne, Florida, on the Space Coast, right there where Cape Kennedy is. And so that's the heart of tourism and the heart of a lot of other things going on. A lot of vacationers are there. So what about the weather, the concern the news media has presented that would make everybody afraid to go to Florida because of the hurricane season? And so have you put two and two together? What are you expecting? What's the real expectation? Never mind what the news media says. You're there on the scene. What's your sense of this year's hurricane season and how it may impact Florida and the southeast coast and the country?
Well, Doug, good question, good comment as far as how it could play an effect here on Florida and our tourism economy. But, Doug, it's second verse, same as the first. We hear this every year about hurricanes affecting the economy. The right. cruise industry offers reduced rates in the month of September to lure people onto the ships. And those ships are not going to be in a hurricane. They're going to steer far away from a hurricane. But nonetheless, people have this fear of hurricanes and what effect it's going to have on their vacation or what have you. But in all the years, Doug, that I've been here and I've covered hurricanes and I've watched them since I was a little kid growing up in the Tampa Bay area, and really nothing has changed. It's the same thing, and many people in the news media just are looking for some type of a story to make something out of. But like
from
I
nothing.
Said, going back to what is
something out of nothing, right? All right, now let's connect this a little bit to the weather discussion to number four on the story list this week, which is the situation in Maui with the wildfires and how that seemed to have been affected by the winds from a rare. The hurricanes in the Pacific are almost unheard of, but this year, because of El Nino versus La Nina, there's a lot of changing in temperatures in the western South Pacific, so that seems to have created this this hurricane and what it did. But can you imagine, in your circle of friends and people that you talk to and folks that you're finding that you have as listeners, what in the world, what's... when you get beyond the horror of the reality, then does weather play a part? Do we have, is this another golden opportunity for the climatologists to say, look, we told you?
Well, yeah, I guess the climatologists can use that as a hook to lure people in, saying we were right and all of the naysayers were wrong, but it still comes down to events like this, one in a thousand years, this occurring, and it looks like, as you probably heard, the director of the emergency management there in Hawaii really had no experience in this type of a disaster, and
no.
There's going to be a lot about that.
Well, the fact he had the gall to say he was happy, or he didn't apologize for not using the early warning system because in his mind it was only for a tsunami, so why would I use it for something like this? I mean, who thinks like that other than somebody who's been in his job as a public servant too long, frankly?
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, so tied to that, Jay and John, as we speak, Hurricane Hillary is aimed at the West Coast for this weekend. This is, again, something that hasn't happened in a long time. The sustained winds, last time I checked, were about 145 miles an hour, and it was it's the Baja Peninsula that gets it first, and then it goes up the coast. The last hurricane that hit Southern California was in 1939. That I say because for those of you who say, oh, my God, this has never happened before, nonsense. It has happened before. It's just that in weather records have only been kept since 1880. So this has happened twice to the southern coast, the west coast, since 1880. And the last one was 1939 till now. So does this give the climatologists the chance, let's go buy an electric car? Hooray! Am I being too cynical or what?
No, I don't think so, not at all, because the climatologists will try to latch on to anything to make their story valid, and I don't think it is. Electric cars or not, you said 1939 was the last time a hurricane hit Southern California, and it's just the roll of the dice. And it's finally perhaps going to happen again. But
the natural occurrence of things changing, excuse me, all you have to do is look at the results of the investigation of the core samples. The core samples that come into view, the fact that climatologists have gone down 40 feet, they've gone down 400 feet, they've gone down 4,000 feet to find out what the various layers of the surface of the Earth tell you about what's happened climate-wise in, let's say, the last 180, 200,000 years. And the changes in the planet are happening all the time. I don't like it because it makes us uncomfortable, but I'll be damned if I'm going to wrap it all around and blame all of us. Are we responsible for part of the change? Yeah, probably, to a certain extent. But Mother Nature is unapologetic about how things change. Right. Just look at the if you go back a couple of billion years, what the planet looked like versus what it is now. Go ahead, John. Excuse me.
I was just going to say all of the core samples at the various levels drilling into the Earth. It sounds like the boys on Oak Island trying to find something.
Yeah. Right. All right, number six this week, immigration and border security. What's it like in Florida with immigrants? We, people maybe forget about the Muriel boat lift. You and I remember what happened in southern Florida when Fidel Castro took over and people trying to get off of Cuba and get to South Florida. And that's the reason the political reality of South Florida today is because of that event that took place in the 50s, right? Fidel Castro gets rid of Batista, and away we go.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as the immigration situation here in Florida, Doug, the complex nature of the immigration issue is one that it's a little bit thinly veiled here in Florida, if that makes any sense. It's not as big as in Texas or in some of the other western states, and we don't really see a lot of issues that have been caused as a result of it at the moment.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about a couple of other things. Jay, the Ukrainian war, the Russians and the Ukrainians have been fighting, what did we just say, for a year since February of last year, right?
Yeah, February is when it started, 2022, with... I remember Putin saying that it'll be 3 days.
3 days.
Expecting this to go no more than 72 hours. And clearly not the case.
So now, this past week, there's been a pretty brutal counteroffensive that has been going on actually more than a week. I think it's a month or so. The progress that's been made at the Black Sea, for example, which is a shipping route that they both have to have. They're using it, both sides are using that shipping lane to bring in armaments. I think this week there were a number of American fighter jets that were given to the Ukrainians through Denmark or some other nonsensical connection so they couldn't tie it directly to us. I mean, who doesn't know where the stuff comes from? Come on. It's like child's play here. Anyway, so there are a lot of, this circumstance, a lot of hand-to-hand fighting. The drones are all over the place. Now we've got the new F-16s. You think this is going to go away? This is a celebration of life for the military-industrial complex. That's all this is. Mm-hmm. And we're feeding it. Go ahead, John.
It's kind of like Vietnam. It's the same thing as what happened in Vietnam.
Yep. Vietnam, you can say it about Iraq going there, into that Afghanistan. Before that, it was Korea. It's just, as Eisenhower said, beware the military-industrial complex, which now enjoys $800 billion of cash flow a year just from us in America, the Defense Department budget, up to $800 billion. You know, people say, well, we have to protect ourselves. Yeah. Realize how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse is in that number? Billions.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Exactly. Right.
All right. Anyway, so there's that, those various pieces of thought on the story list. Again, you can find it at gooddayshow.com. John Harper with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen at 48 past the hour. The story list from Talkers Magazine this week. Talkers has the ability to put together the story list and the people list based on their studying, talking to news talk stars and station managers, that sort of thing. So at number 10, the war between the Russians and the Ukrainians, still holding on to a top 10 spot. At number 9, what's going on in China? Not just with our relations, but what's going on in China? Number 8, Florida and the education policies of the DeSantis administration. The climate suit in Montana is number 7. Immigration problems and border security, number 6. Crime and the homelessness problems, number 5. The Maui situation, the wildfires, the aftermath of that, number 4. Investigation of Hunter Biden is number 3. All those who would be king or would be president. 2024 presidential race comes in at number 2 this week on the story list. And then, as you might expect, although I would have thought the Maui wildfires might have changed this, but it didn't. Trump's at number 1 with his legal problems. That's it from the countdown.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner talking about things in the charts. And you pay a lot of attention to social media, so I add this in as we try to get from folks their opinions about things and how what we're talking about affects them. That's an important adjunct to any radio program. And by the way, you can always contribute by dialing 855-999-DOUG if you'd like as well. There's a story out this week, and this is powered by artificial intelligence, it would seem. An overview of the new social media trends, Jay. A negative impacts from influencers and what the average American does with his or her time. Do you know that the average person in our country spends 2.5 hours a day on social media?
And that seems low.
For teenagers, it's twice that much.
Oh, I see it with a lot of adults who you will be in a conversation with somebody and they're just staring at their phone. And I give the benefit of the doubt of, okay, maybe it's an important email that came through, maybe text message, somebody needs you. And then you kind of, you know, sneakily peer over and it's like, oh, you're just straight up scrolling through social media.
Yeah.
It is a legitimate addiction. Just as anything else, you can become obsessed with it. And you don't even realize how mindlessly you're looking through and just scrolling. And a lot of times it is comparing yourself to the photos of others. And it's a highlight reel. It's not, most people don't give the real life look to things. It's like, oh, I look good, great in this picture. My family looks good in this picture. Here's an extravagant vacation we went on. But at the same time, there's a lot that you can learn on social media. There are different businesses and brands and professionals who teach a lot of things. And you find yourself scrolling on those too. But it is just, it gets you so focused. And I don't know if you've noticed this, Doug. I realized this, and it was a lot of people of all different ages. There were a mass group of people crossing the street. I think the baseball game had just let out or something like that. And while not very many people were looking at their phones while they were crossing the street, some were. But I noticed a posture that most people have where it's not like, a hump at the base of the neck.
Over,
but there's
like
a little bit where they're chin is forward a little bit and down, and that's from looking at your phone for so many years, decades on decades almost, of looking at these devices where our posture is even going.
Remember when carpal tunnel syndrome became a problem, and mostly it was an outgrowth of using computers, being at the computer too long and spending too much time on the keyboard, whether it's your job or whether it's just your hobby or you find yourself again. That was the original way of the same kind of connection we're talking about here with using smaller devices.
But more people had access to it.
As opposed
to like typewriters back in the day. You really only needed to use a typewriter if you had a career or a job for the typewriter. Now, computers are in every home. Every person even has their own. There are multiple computers in homes.
Yep. Problematic social media use is what it's called. And here's an example of somebody admitting that he or she, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, insanely addicted to my phone. They write, my screen time is disgusting and I'm ashamed of it. It's upwards of 5 hours a day. It creates the worst case of anxiety in my brain and makes me overthink. So why do you do it then? Here's another one. My days are quite literally dictated by if certain people respond to a snapshot that I've sent them or some idea. So how do I manage this? It's absolute insanity, and I can't stand it. So, hello, once again, why do you do it? There is this, you know, there are addictions to alcohol, to tobacco, to sex, to excitement, to sugar, and now apparently the behavioral addiction, the substance abuse here is social media.
Mm-hmm. And abuse. A lot of times you don't realize you are becoming addicted until you are already in the throes of the addiction.
No. So what do we do? How do you disengage? How do you quit? This, you know, there's so many things going on, so many things you can see. You know, as I look through my 14 or 15 different sources every day to come up with important stories and issues and things that we can talk about, I wonder if I should I be getting the information from someplace else? Do I even trust this stuff? And then I think to myself, well, where else do you go at this point? What are you connected to?
And you can still do so, just it's like with anything else, in moderation.
Yeah, right. So the bottom line of this study, excessive social media can cause impaired school performance, work performance, feelings of isolation and loneliness. I'm not sure this is new, but it underscores a lot of stuff. What I didn't know was how disordered eating has become because of these damn things. So there's some, if you'll pardon the pun, food for thought from those of here on the overview of what's going on. It's the News Talk Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.